Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. August is ending, and with it, the exploration of how we here at St. Mark are stepping into our vision and stepping out into the community. Now, over the past several weeks, we have explored how our baptismal life is one of growing upward, growing deeper, reaching further. And our sermons that we've used in each one of these, or our sermons used each one of these phrases as lenses through which we have unpacked Scripture. Our education hour has offered us a chance to hear from some of these ministries and hear how they nurture an environment where we can grow upward and grow deeper and reach further. Last week, we paused to reflect on our individual contributions to the mission and the vision of this church. We are empowered by God's Word and sacraments. And it is through the receipt of these gifts that we are compelled to go and serve others. And then today, we hosted a ministry fair where you were able to explore many of the ministries and were invited to even join in their efforts to serve. Now, my goal this morning in this message is not to summarize these past weeks. Instead, it's to ensure that the thread that weaves through all of these messages and all of these activities is properly understood. You see, what this month has not been about is a call to action. Now, I know that sounds strange, especially this week as we hosted this ministry fair with sign-up sheets and other things. Maybe it's because of the ministry fair, as valuable as it is, this message is all the more important. Here's what I mean. Stepping into the vision, stepping out to the community is not, in Lutheran terms, law. Our goal this past month has not been to call you to do more, to study the Bible more, to join a small group, to even volunteer, all for just the sake of doing more. It's not what August has been about. And in a word, August has been about fruit. And I think that to unpack that word, a perfect place to start is in our gospel passage. See, just prior to the verses that you heard, Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Our passage opens with Jesus predicting his own death. And there's a conversation between Peter and Jesus. And then verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." If you want to follow Jesus, you must take up your cross. Now, on the surface, especially in the context of this entire month, that sure sounds like Jesus is asking his disciples to do. Reading it in this way, the call to discipleship is to earn your way into the circle of fellowship with him by your works. Do enough, he'll call your brother and sister. Suffer enough, and you are part of the eternal Christian club. But that simply is not what Jesus is saying. And this is the fundamental distinction between law and gospel. Do this and live. That's law. Christ has done it all. That is gospel. And so, as we hear Jesus speak to His disciples, that they must deny themselves and that they must take up their own crosses to follow Him, He is not offering a prescription for their lives. If their cross-bearing were a means by which they earned a place with Christ, then Christ's cross wouldn't be enough. But His cross is. His suffering, His death, His resurrection have accomplished everything necessary for their salvation and for our salvation. Christ's cross is enough. So Jesus is telling us what His disciples are called to do, but He is not telling us what we must do in order to become His disciples. And that is an enormous difference. The cross we bear is not the price of admission into His kingdom. Christ has already paid that. He's paid that price with His own blood. Because Christ has called us, forgiven us, baptized us, and made us His own, His command to deny ourselves and take up our cross, that becomes a description of the life He now works in us. It describes a life shaped by the cross of Christ. And when we, through faith, a faith that is given to us by the Holy Spirit, when we, through faith, believe in Jesus, when we believe that His death covered our own sins, when we trust in His promise that we will be resurrected to new life, then we live differently. We take up our cross as we serve others. Using our own time, our own talents, our own treasures. We do so for their good instead of for our good. We take up our cross as we long to learn more about who our Savior is and spend time in God's Word to do so. See, the cross we bear is not the gospel. It is the fruit of the gospel. Christ's cross saves us. Our crosses do not. But because Christ's cross has saved us, we can now take up our own cross in love, in service to our neighbors. The cross we bear may involve suffering. It may involve sacrifice or inconvenience. It might even involve rejection. But we do not bear it in order to earn Christ's love. We bear it because we already belong to Christ. And even in the midst of suffering, Christ gives us joy as we serve our neighbor. Our lives are shaped by the cross of Christ. It was His cross that He picked up, not in service to Himself, but in love and service to us. And He calls us to do the same. Pick up your cross. Live in love and service to others. Not because it provides you any advantage, but because Christ first did it for you. It is this thread that is woven through every sermon in the Lutheran Church. Christ died so you could live. So Christ gathers you, baptizes you, feeds you His very body and blood, speaks His word into your ears, and then sends you out into the world. not to earn His favor, but because you already have it. The Christian life is not a life of trying to earn what Christ has given. It's a life of receiving His gifts and bearing the fruits of those gifts in love to our neighbor. This life, transformed by the power of God's Word, is not one of works, but one of love. It is one of fruit. It is one of responding to Christ's love for you. And the same thread has been highlighted all throughout our August sermons and events. We step into the vision not as a work. We step into the vision as a response because Christ first claimed us as His own. In our baptism, He grafted us to Himself so that we could share in the fruits of His cross. We step into the vision because we have been transformed. We no longer live for self, we live for Christ. And the fruits of our life propel us outward, outward into our homes, our workplaces, our communities, and beyond. And in doing so, we live the life described by Paul in our epistle. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So today at the ministry fair, if you found a place where you can serve, wonderful. I hope you signed up. Give your time. Share your gifts. Serve your neighbor. But don't do it because you think St. Mark needs you to prove your faithfulness. And surely don't do it because you think God will love you more if you volunteer. Do it because Christ has already loved you. And if you don't know where you fit in, if nothing there looked like it was calling you, that is okay. Keep hearing God's word. Keep coming to the Lord's table. Keep living in your baptism. Christ is not finished bearing fruit through you. So what have we been talking about all month? Grow upward, grow deeper, reach further. Step into the vision, step out to the community, serve in ministries, care for our neighbors. Is all of that law? No, it's not. It's not because God has stopped commanding us. It's not because God has stopped commanding us to love our neighbor. He hasn't. It's because none of these things are the price of belonging to Christ. Christ has already claimed you. Christ has already forgiven you. Christ has already died for you. Christ has already risen for you. Christ has already baptized you into His death and resurrection. Christ already feeds you with His body and blood. You don't serve so that Christ will love you. You serve because Christ loves you. And so, step into the vision. step out into the community, grow upward, grow deeper, reach further. Not to become Christ or what Christ has called you to be, but because in Christ He has already made you His own. And now, let His love bear fruit through you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.